Candidate Interview Night 2015.
York Sport President.
You're all running for York Sport Union President, starting from Dave, and then we'll work left to right. Put into just one sentence what you think your main responsibility is within the role.
So, as York Sport President, obviously the role is to lead and develop the York Sport Union, not just our university clubs, but also through college sport, through recreational sport, and make sure that everyone has the best opportunities possible to enjoy sport and get involved and develop and succeed.
Tiernan?
I believe it's to oversee all sporting activity at the university and make sure everyone is having a good time when playing a bit of sport.
Grace?
I think it's to be passionate and approachable, to build relationships with all the sports teams, work with them personally, and to really develop sport and ensure everyone gets involved.
And finally, Ellie.
I think it's all about leading by example and making sure that every club, every single athlete in the whole university, regardless of their background, gender, etc., is made to feel very included.
Okay, so given those responsibilities you've just described, what relevant experience do you have that would assist you as the sport president? We'll start with Ellie this time.
Okay, so I'm the current Women's Football Club president, and this year as club president, my club has more than doubled in size. So I'm one of the only presidents who can say that in the whole university. I'm also currently heading up a £4,000 fundraising strategy in aid of Marie Curie, who are the official book charity partner, and that's going really well, and we're hoping to... we've got loads of events hoping to get the whole sport union involved. Also, I've captained two university first teams and two college teams at the same time, so I think I've got all the experience that's necessary.
Okay, and Grace, what experience would benefit you as president?
I think one of my best attributes is that I have experience of sport at all levels. So I'm on the York Sport Committee as a tournament secretary. I'm also president of the University of York Netball Club, as well as being treasurer last year. I've also been involved heavily with college sports. So I was an Alcuin sports rep for 2 years and really believe that participation is really key. So I've turned up to pretty much every single one-day tournament there is. And I feel like I understand what it is to run a committee and be part of sport at all levels. And I think that's probably one of my best attributes towards the role.
Okay, and Tiernan?
I'm going on a similar sort of vein to what Grace just said. I think actually the way that I understand how all levels of sport enjoy it. So like today I did a Sportivate session, I ran that, and I hope they enjoyed it. I hope some of them are listening. And then also I'm president of the hockey club. So I know how that the elite level of sport really enjoy. And the main thing that they enjoy is winning. And I want to make it really easy for them to win.
And Dave?
Yes, so I've been college sport officer for the past 2 years, doing a number of things such as the college sport website, activators and college varsity, which is happening next week. We've developed the system massively over the last 2 years, hopefully benefiting all the students who play college sports. And like the others here, I also play university sport. I've been involved at sports at a recreational level. I have the experience of working within USU, within the York Sport Union, and hopefully I'd love to continue doing that.
Okay, Grace, we'll start with you now. How, as a president, would you be accountable for the policies and the promises you're making now?
I think one of the most important things about my manifesto is that it is believable, and also that I'll be able to achieve a lot of the policies that I've put in place. Like, nothing that I've written down in my manifesto is too out of reach, and I'm really passionate and absolutely determined that everything I promise will actually be put in place if I was to be York Sport president. I have a lot of high aspirational goals, but ones that I definitely believe I can achieve.
And Dave, how would you be accountable?
Yeah, a very similar way. I believe that all of my policies are very achievable. The sports volunteering programs are run in a number of universities around the country very successfully, and I've researched them, looked into them, and believe we can have just a successful one here. Exactly the same with all of my other policies. They're well researched, well thought through, and I strongly believe that they can work and will work.
Okay, Ellie?
Okay, so I think my manifesto stands out because it's aspirational, but it's definitely achievable. I've worked hard to make sure I can set goals that I'm able to achieve, and like the others, it's well researched, it's backed up by concrete evidence of what I can do, and I'd love to be union president.
And Tin?
I don't just believe that my manifesto is possible, I know it's possible, because what I've done is I've looked at other universities that have succeeded, like Durham, Loughborough in sport, and I've based my manifesto on their achievements. So I've gone back, looked at what they did 5 years ago, and based my manifesto directly on that.
Okay, well, we'll look at just how achievable some of your policies are a little a little later. Between you, though, the opinion seems to be split between whether you want to pursue participation or performance. We'll start with Tin. Outline your stance on that, and why do you take preference towards it?
Well, yeah, I am very strongly towards the performance drives participation. I think ultimately when all freshers come here, they see what sport is doing the best and they're like, right, let's go along to that session, let's try that out. And that means that more and more freshers are going because they've seen good results. But that doesn't mean that I don't believe in participation. I really strongly believe that participation is brilliant, and the more people that come along, the better performances. But I just firstly believe that if I get performance at York Sport really high, that will drive up the participation, like in other universities.
But could that not alienate new freshers coming in if they see a team has got particularly high results, perhaps thinking, well, I can't get into that?
No. I think that's going to actually expand things. I mean, the more freshers that come along, the more teams that we have, the more people that come along, the more people that get to compete at that sort of level. And that means more people will come and play college. I just think that actually it's going to expand the university and expand participation via the performance.
Ellie?
I completely disagree. I think that you need the participation side in order to drive the performance. So, like in my club, when I first joined football, the year before they'd struggled to get a team out every week, and they were all about increasing the participation, increasing the numbers of girls that are getting involved. And still to this day, we don't do any trials, so we try to get as many people as we can down. And just we've only lost one league game in 3 years. So, like, there you go. We've got the participation, and now we've got the performance, and our club is testament to that.
Okay, Dave.
Yeah, so coming from a college sport background, I'm very much of the philosophy that participation drives performance. At some universities, performance does drive participation. In the case of York, though, I believe we're still at the stage where the more we increase our participation, the more people we get involved, that will have future benefits for performance in terms of getting us better funding, getting more people involved, and much, much more.
And Grace?
I think from even being in this campaign so far, from speaking to people around campus, the majority of students that I've spoken to, as soon as you mention the word sport, there's such a stigma about it at the moment. And I think if you don't have participation, there's no way we can gain performance at the university. A lot of people, as soon as I come over, they see me in my sports gear, really passionate, enthusiastic, and they're like, oh God, it's that girl who loves sport and I'm really intimidated by her. But my main policy is G, getting involved. I want to encourage as many people to get involved as possible. It doesn't have to necessarily be at university level, but any particular level. And that's something I really want to pursue.
Okay, well, I said we'd look at how perhaps achievable some of these policies are. We'll start with you now, Grace. You talk about getting involved, and part of that is pop-up sports equipment. Now, would they be used, or is it just an unnecessary expense that's a waste of limited resources for the union?
I'm really passionate about one of these, about my pop-up sports equipment idea. I've been over to Hez East and they've already got pop-up table tennis tables outside of the glass house. I think they definitely will be used. Every time I mention, the main barrier that I think a lot of people struggle with is the price, and I think in particular the gyms that they struggle with, they either too busy or they can't afford to pay the monthly fees. I think having a pop-up gym maybe on 22 acres, I know it works. You've seen it in parks all over the UK, you've seen it in Lancaster University, plenty of other universities, and I think it's a really good way for people to get involved, but so accessible. So a lot of the people I've spoken to, they do very busy degrees, they only have maybe 10 minutes in between their degree when they could potentially play a sport, and having a table tennis table or a volleyball net outside I think is so accessible, and I think it would be something that will definitely be used.
But surely though, pop-up equipment does limit the type of sports that people can get involved with.
I think what I'm trying to promote mainly is the sports that doesn't necessarily include people to be particularly sporty. So if someone doesn't particularly say they don't like sport that much, but things like table tennis, anyone can try it. Like I've had a lot of my friends who say they hate sport, but when we play table tennis it's so much fun, and pop-up gyms or going on the cross trainer, like these things are so accessible, anyone can use them, and I think that's something that's going to be really fun to play around with.
Okay, back to the performance side of things, Tiernan. A lot of your main sort of policies are based around that. It's about subsidising gym membership, prioritising and increasing union pitch allocations, as well as reducing fees. How realistic is that?
Well, I believe it's very realistic if you actually look at the expenses. I mean, this year we introduced the AU fee. That AU fee, ultimately, I believe that if we put it towards participation and a little bit of performance as well, that it can go to better things. This year, I mean, I know that we got a GoPro in York Sport. I mean, ultimately, that's what, £200? £200 that I feel could have been spent on athletes and more directly rather than on such a thing like a GoPro.
But a lot of your things involve the almost goodwill of York Sport. Now, you have to remember that York Sport, it's a private firm. It's a private business aimed at making a profit.
Yeah, it is. But then at the moment, we do work with York Sport when they reduce pitch prices for us. So actually, the relationship is already there that we could still expand this and actually work more closely together, which is what I think the majority of students really want.
So you don't think they're not already doing as much as they possibly can?
No, I believe they are doing as much as they possibly can, but I also think that with negotiation, they could go even further. And I think that's what the role is of York Sport President, is to push the limits of how far you can go to make sport as good as it can be in York.
A similar sort of thing from you, Dave, as far as your benefits card, and also a freeze of the AU fees. Is it feasible, as it were?
Yes. Yeah, so in terms of the Yacht Sport Union benefits card, the way it would work is that it would provide deals and discounts both on and off campus. So off campus, venues such as bars, restaurants, sports shops in York would essentially become sponsors of the York Sport Union. There would be a very small admin fee for them. We'd create all the cards, and it'd be something like a 20% discount for students if they use that bar or restaurant. So we're bringing them business, which helps them, and in return, our students are gaining something. Exactly the same for things on campus. It's reciprocal. Our students benefit. The institutions we work with also benefit.
Okay, Ellie, you talk about meeting termly with every club and college sport at the university. A great idea, but there's over 60 sports clubs, there's over 15 different college sports. That's over 75 meetings each term. On top of everything else, do you have time for that?
I know it's a hell of a lot of work, but I think as Yacht Sport Union President, you make a commitment to every single athlete on campus, every single club, every college sport, every Sports of Eight programme, and for that to develop further, you need to meet with all of them. And one of the things I've gained from meeting all the clubs that I've been to this week is that they don't feel like they get enough support. They're not recognised enough. And by just doing that, developing every single club once a week, once a month, not once a term, I just think that will help develop sport across the board, and it'll help drive up our books rating, and it'll improve the sports experience at York.
But by putting all your time to that, is that not going to compromise your other policies?
I wouldn't have thought so. I think I've demonstrated this year I'm more than capable of handling everything that's thrown at me. So I'd love to be able to be it. I want to be able to do it, and I will do it.
You all reference about improving communication, be it with a club, president, the media, or the student body as a whole. We'll start with Dave. Why don't you think that happened previously?
So I think in the past, it's hard to communicate with different clubs, and we've had a tendency to focus on certain clubs. When you go around talking to presidents, you see it's the same. They always feel it's the same old clubs that get all the attention. Your big traditional sports, whereas these smaller sports, they do an excellent service as well. They have members who absolutely love their sports. They have some fantastic achievements. So yesterday I was talking to Jiu-Jitsu. They have had brilliant success in books, winning regional tournaments and individual level, but no one knows about it. If that was happening in rugby, netball, hockey, everyone would know about it. If we make sure every sport is on a level playing field, that gives everyone the best chance possible.
Okay, and Tina, why do you think communication's previously been lacking?
I believe it is changing at the moment. I know Cass has done a brilliant job with communicating with people and better, and I believe actually it is changing. And I think if we put calendars of what we're doing and let communication make it just more and more, then I think it is in the process of changing.
Okay, sadly, that's all we've got time for on that one. Thank you very much. That was the candidates for the York Sport Union President.
Candidate is Unite 2015.
York Sport President.